This special motherfucking sedition live from the streets of resistance in Toronto was made possible by slaves like you. Thank you very much.
I am here to speak about the women, the children, and the men in Kenya whose lives are in danger because they cannot grow their food anymore, because they cannot survive the increasing tropical diseases, because their houses have been swept away and buried in floods. And I am here to say that these problems have been caused by emission of greenhouse gases that has been emitted by rich industrialized countries like Canada.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, where toxic tyrants are taken to task in Toronto. I am your host, the Stimulator, but before we take you on a ride on the toxic tour of Toronto, I'd like to introduce you to a new section to this motherfucking show. I call it Bacon Bits, and you can only imagine what this section is all about. The TO50 have been busy harassing activists for the past few months, and have increased their swiney behaviors over the past 2 days. One of the casualties of this police state is Byron Sun, who apparently planned to monitor pig chatter and post updates on Twitter, but is anybody's guess why Byron was abducted since a publication ban was placed on the court proceedings. This reminds us of the case of Elliot Madison, who got nabbed by the feds for the same fucking thing in Pittsburgh last year during the G-motherfucking-20.
I have found that there were at least 24 Twitter feeds going on, everywhere from the police to the G20 to Ron Paul supporters. Everybody had their own Twitter feeds going on. They decided to criminalize me, I think, because of the fact that we were in solidarity with the protesters.
On the streets, the Popo has followed peeps after demonstrations and in some cases detained them for the most ridiculous shit. Lara was one casualty.
I was across from the park where a small group was gathered. Police cornered me, prevented me from entering my workplace, and wrongly charged me with possession of burglary tools. The burglary tools in question were my keys to my workplace.
During today's peaceful march, many folks alerted us to the presence of many plainclothes cops. It's tricky business to say who's faking it and who's real. But there seem to be dozens of beefy, non-vegan, jockey-looking dudes with headphones and backpacks on the periphery of the march. Who knows? Maybe there was some meathead convention in town. Some media special correspondent, La Malvada, decided to ask them the burning question, cop or no cop?
Excuse me, we were just wondering if you're a police officer.
None of your business.
Will you deny that you're a police officer?
I'm talking to you.
I don't want to talk to you, buddy. It's okay.
Well, I'm just trying to do a story, get in the feel of how people react to
G20.
Cool. What's your badge number? What is your badge number,
get
sir?
Get that thing out of my face.
What's your badge number?
Don't touch my camera. Don't touch my camera.
What's your badge number?
Get that out of my face.
Excuse me, sir. Will you deny that you're a police officer?
Last but not least, our team encountered this young man while he was being detained by a Royal Canadian Mounted Pig.
This is Sher Sui.
I just left the G20.
I throw a Molotov cocktail at the precinct. You know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common need. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed. To have a black man, a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And these people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a
no more bondage. the booty poop-shooting BP oil covers Florida beaches with sweet crude blobs, corporate extractors in Canada continue their hyper-exploitation of North America right under our noses. Today's march wanted to shine the spotlight on some of these chorizo-breath capitalists who will gladly destroy the planet for a few bucks.
Right now, BP and other oil companies, including Esso and Shell, have claims in the Arctic. They're trying to get in there and do oil exploration and put in wells itself as well. And they're trying to do it in the least safe and most economical and profitable way possible for themselves, which means one well, no safety measures.
Yep. The insanity of civilization will have us poking holes in the planet while creating more and more spills, leaving the earth looking like a crazy bread scrotum covered by a triscuit of pubic snare. If you've been keeping up with this motherfucking show, you know all about the
motherfucking tar sands.
An amazingly destructive project in which huge chunks of land are decimated to extract.
Bitumen is this filth that they pull out of the ground in order to extract oil from it and burn it because the planet is not warm enough yet.
And the largest deposits of this dirty fucking tar sands oil are in?
This is happening in Alberta in the so-called tar sands, which people should understand is a permanent, continuous oil spill happening right here in Canada.
One of the biggest financiers of this planet-destroying madness is the Royal Bank of Canada. But the tar sands are not the only thing that they are funding.
I'm here coming from Central BC. I'm from Sykes First Nation. My community is one of the communities along the proposed pipeline and bridge route. And RBC is financing the most destructive project on earth. They are financing the death of my people at ground zero at the tar sands, where my family go to hunt, fish, pick medicines. Shame RBC!
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. As a quick update, Pride Toronto has reversed its ban on queers against Israeli apartheid. Muchos nachos to Richard, FDA, Martin, and Jim for today's burrito budget. Craputa. Stay tuned to my fucking website, stimulator.tv, for more coverage from the streets of Toronto. Hasta mañana, muchachos.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.